Good evening, y'all. Welcome back to the PHP Network here on BBS Radio and Rumble. That is right. I am your host, Jess Jody, and tonight we will be having a very organic conversation with the most incredible Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack served in law enforcement for over 20 years. He was the sheriff of Graham County, Arizona for 8 years. And as sheriff, he literally became the first sheriff in American history to sue the federal government, taking it all the way to the Supreme Court and winning a landmark case against the government, right? The government's overreach. So he was named NRA Law Officer of the Year. He received the Cicero Award, the Samuel Adams Leadership Award, and the Elected Official of the Year by the Arizona New Mexico Coalition Counties. You guys, I am so excited to please welcome Mr. Sheriff Mack to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. There he is.
Mr. Sheriff, yes.
How are you, Mr. Sheriff?
I'm doing really well. The reason I kept the title of Sheriff, though, so people wouldn't call me Mr.
Mr., this is true. Mr. Sheriff Mack.
Yes.
My Southern roots get a hold of me.
I don't think you're just Jody. I think you're amazing, Jody.
Oh, thank you so much.
But anyway, I'm proud to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've been following you for, you know, quite a few years now, and your work, and, you know, people who have been in viewership for a long time with me say, where is Sheriff Mack? He's one you haven't had. I said, you know what? He's a busy man, and we're going to have him one of these days. So they were so excited to hear that tonight, and being a law enforcement family, like, you have a beautiful reputation with all of us here, and we're just really excited to kind of teach people about knowing their rights, you know, and what is your real job as a sheriff when you're a sheriff, and those types of things that our audience doesn't really understand. So,
well, you showed three words a minute ago. You showed we the people.
Oh, yeah.
And I really question whether or not people in government and maybe the people themselves don't understand what the first three words of the Constitution really imply. And so we, the people, are in charge of this government. We make every final decision in every civil and criminal court case. We are in charge of all of that. The judge's instructions notwithstanding, we can decide the case. We can rule on the law itself, and we can rule against government no matter what. No matter what the judge says, we are in charge, not him. He can give us all the suggestions he wants, but when it comes right down to it, it's our own conscience that does the voting at every court case, and we are the ones who appoint every public official, or at least we're supposed to. And that's why the bureaucrat nightmare that we have in America is actually contrary to the Constitution and contrary to the form of government we were supposed to have. But and we decide who our sheriff is, and he reports only to us. And I don't know if people really get that, but that's really what makes us a constitutional republic. We decide and we delegate all power to our officials, to our public servants who are indeed supposed to be doing two great things, protecting us and protecting our God-given rights.
Amen.
Other than that, they don't have much to do. And all of this stuff that they've added to it is all contrary to the Constitution and contrary to why we put them there in the first place.
Well said. Well said. I often think, you know, when people are voting and they're voting for the sheriff, I often wonder why they don't ask more questions about the elected official sheriffs versus the hired in city police officers. But they really don't. They just have no differentiating between the two. They just see them as law enforcement, especially here in Michigan where I'm at. They really see it the same. And we have a couple of sheriffs that are really wonderful, you know, or used to be anyway. I'm not sure where they're at in today's world.
One of the best sheriffs in the country is from Michigan. It's Barry County Sheriff Darleaf.
Darleaf.
Yeah. And so, he just got reelected in a landslide, and we're really, really pleased to have him back on. And he's done a lot of work with us at the CSPOA. And he will tell every one of your listeners this. Join the CSPOA posse and become a part of the solution. And folks, if you want to count how many peaceful solutions that are effective and constitutional, you can count those on two fingers. And I don't know what the other one is. Well, yes, I do. If the good Lord will intervene and save our country for us, even though we haven't repented and earned that grace yet, we would love him to do that. He has the power to do it. But I don't know if he's going to do it unless we repent first. And secondly, I really hope Donald Trump gets in.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to allow Trump. One, if he gets in, they're not going to allow him to do anything. And they're going to go after him. And the sheriffs of this country have got to have his back.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I had some friends that were at one of your events, I believe in Vegas. You know,
just recently?
Yeah, a few months ago.
Yeah, it was April 17th.
Yeah, and they were just enamored when they came back from this event. And, you know, we spoke of it on the podcast and was kind of raising awareness for the organization that you founded and what it's all about. And that's kind of what I wanted to make sure everybody sees today, is that CSPOA.org is actually founded by Sheriff Mack. And this is an organization like no other. I have yet to see anybody doing what you're doing. So I'm going to be your new posse member now, and I will be signing up.
Well, spread that to all your family and friends, because that's the only way we stay funded.
Absolutely.
And we're really short right now because we're trying to pay for this huge convention. And this is not a wake up tour anymore. This is not wake up. This is develop a plan of action so that if and when Trump gets elected, what does November 6th look like if he's the president elect? I don't think there's, you know, I pray to God this doesn't happen, but we can only judge the past, but by judge the future, but by the past. And most critical thinkers are saying this is going to be really violent, and it's going to make Portland and Minnesota and Seattle violence look like kindergarten. And so we've got to have the sheriffs ready. We got to have the sheriffs watching for election fraud, and we got to have the sheriffs ready to have Trump's back.
Amen. Have they, when I say they, the left, or I'll say just deep state in general, have they made you a target of their world because you've spoken up and developed this organization and these conventions?
Me?
The one fighting for so many of us.
Jody.
We have to raise the awareness of that.
I was just going to tell you, I hope you haven't seen all the attacks and slander and defamation that have been leveled against me. Because I really hope people don't have this attitude that, oh, I saw it on the internet. It has to be true.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many lies about me, mm-hmm. and about our organization. The Anti-Defamation League, who has defamed me and slandered me all over up and down America, I even left them a few messages, and I wanted to talk to somebody in charge, so that I could say, look, your organization and people in your organization have really lied about me numerous times. I can't get anybody to respond or contact me. I don't think they care because none of their accusations have any basis of truth. And, you know, they actually said why and how I formed my organization. They don't know anything about me or my organization. And they said it was founded on the racist posse comitatus. That's what they said. Do they even know what posse comitatus is? Posse comitatus is a law passed in the late 1800s mm-hmm. that disallowed the federal government to use military in domestic reasons. You know, for instance, if there's a riot in Seattle, they can't take tanks and jets and bazookas and all this military equipment in there to solve the problem. That would be against the law. That would be against Posse Comitatus. Then later on, and I don't even know what they're talking about here, but I do know that there is a group that calls themselves Posse Comitatus. But I didn't know they were racist, and I still don't. And I don't think that the ADL knows that either, because I've never heard of that. And I've never heard of that group except for the law. And they say that I formed my group, that I formed the CSPOA out of that organization. I don't even know what they're talking about. My organization, if they wanted to know the truth, but they don't care to, they could have asked me how or what caused you to form the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Well, one is the lack of adherence to our Constitution and the protection of civil rights. What organization in this country today actually promotes civil rights, as did Martin Luther King? No, the NAACP doesn't do it anymore. And we do. And we believe that freedom and civil rights are for all people of all colors, all races. And it doesn't matter where you're from or who your daddy was. It is for you, for all of God's children, period. And our group, our organization, the CSPOA, was formed out of the lawsuit that you mentioned that I filed. Yeah. And this is a highlighted version of my Supreme Court case. And again, as you said, mm-hmm. I was the first sheriff in the history of the United States to launch a major lawsuit against the federal government. And in this particular case, it makes it even more miraculous. It was the Clinton administration. Mm. We sued the Clintons, Jody, and we lived to tell about it.
And that is when I found out about you. And I was like, this is my person and he doesn't know it. I got to find him one day. So that's why I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because, you know, asking that question, I wanted you to be able to have your piece to clear it up a little bit. I know that a couple of years ago, you were under fire really bad, and I run a small network of people, right? So my whole team was, you know, we were the battlers of, you know, these are bogus reports, these are lies, stop it. Until eventually you get to the point where you start banning them after doing it so long and your piece is said. So we would take these bogus articles and we would requote them with a real write-up of truth with the efforts and stuff that you've done. Oh, yeah. So, you know, people could see the actual truth and then they would begin to investigate themselves, which is what you want, you know?
Yeah.
And as one of my favorite stories, though, that you've told has to be the story about Rosa Parks. This is like the story that makes people just go, whoa, right? For me, it was.
Yeah. Well, and, you see, but I add a twist to it.
Yeah. Tell everyone actually, if you don't mind.
I actually tell what should have happened that day. Yeah. And to me, it's quite touching because it didn't happen the way it should have happened. And of course, everybody knows about Rosa Parks, and that was December 1st, 1955. And the crazy thing of it is, I was only 3 years old at the time. So this happened during my lifetime, which I can't believe that we were still doing this kind of crap in the 50s. And I was born in 1952, and this happened in 55. And so we know the story. We all know the story. It's very historic of how Rosa Parks was arrested because the bus driver stopped the bus and got on a payphone and called the police because she would not get where she was supposed to be. And she refused to give her seat to a white man. This is why we arrested an American citizen, because she wouldn't give her seat to somebody of a different color. And so the cops hauled her off. They took her to jail. They fingerprinted her. They took her, they photographed her and booked her into a cell. Now, when I was doing the research on Rosa Parks, I said, What on earth did her booking sheet show she was arrested for? You have to put that right on the booking sheet.
Yeah.
And I looked that up. There was no such statute that black people had to give their seats to a white person. There was no statute, no law. So what did they charge her with? What all cops charge people with when they don't know what else to charge them with? Disorderly conduct.
Of course. Oh. Yes.
And there was easy nothing disorderly about it. She was very calm and firm and bold. But this is what should have happened that day. A good constitutional sheriff overheard the call come in because he was walking through dispatch at the time. And he heard that and he told dispatch, I will go take that call and Deputy Jones is outside. I'll take him with me for backup. So they get in the sheriff's car. They drive to the scene and they walk up on the bus and they walk up to Rosa Parks. And the sheriff goes, Mrs. Parks, what seems to be the problem here? And the sheriff knew her. This isn't the first time she did this. This is the first time she got arrested. And Mrs. Parks looked up at the sheriff and said, why can't we just be left alone? Now, remember, folks, I'm making this part up. It's what should have happened. And that touched the sheriff. And he sat down next to her. And he reached over and he shook her hand. And he said, Mrs. Parks, what you did here tonight took a lot of courage, and it would be an honor for me and my deputy to escort you home safely. And she said, that would be really nice. Thank you, Sheriff. Because who knows after this gets out what the KKK or other people might come do to her or her family, her home, and Lord only knows what could have happened to them. And so they're walking up the front steps of her home, and Mr. Parks comes busting out the door. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And the sheriff said, it's okay, Mr. Parks. Rosa refused to give her seat to a white man tonight on the bus. And he started yelling at Rosa. Mr. Parks did. And the sheriff said, Mr. Parks, I promise you, it's going to be okay. Just let me explain. Rosa made this decision. It was very courageous. And just so you know, the sheriff's office is going to be giving you and your family extra patrol all night tonight and throughout the coming days so that we can keep you and your family as safe as possible. But I need to ask you, Mr. Parks, do you keep a gun in the home? He says, of course I do, Sheriff. And he says, do you keep it loaded? And Mr. Parks says, Sheriff, it doesn't do you any good if it's not loaded. And he said, touche. And I just want you to know, I'm telling you, let your conscience be your guide in how you protect your family, because we won't be able to be here 24/7. We'll be here every day, several times during the day and night. But if we're on another call, we'll have to go take other calls and we won't be able to be sitting in front of your home the whole time. And he said, well, I appreciate that, Sheriff. Thank you. And can I please tell you and your audience, Jody, that is a constitutional sheriff who stands for the rights and civil rights of every citizen, regardless of race, color, creed, or nationality. And we protect people against the majority, against the mobocracy or democracy. See, we're not a democracy. Democracy is not synonymous with liberty, but our constitutional republic is. And so I've always wanted to do a video of that, what should have happened that day, because we have got to learn from history, and we've got to learn that taking a stand for people less fortunate, like who does the federal government go after now? Christians, gun owners, Catholics, and one that's really stayed under the radar a little bit, Amish farmers, or the Amish, who refuse to pasteurize their dairy products. And Sam Girard from Kentucky actually got 6 years in prison because of the ruthlessness and bullying of the federal government. Folks, I'm tired of the bullying. I'm tired of the weaponized bureaucracies. I'm tired of the IRS. And amen. I'm tired of Congress pretending that we can have liberty and an IRS and weaponized FBI. I'm tired of the EPA. I'm tired of the FDA. I'm tired of the USDA. I'm tired of the DEA. I'm tired of the Secret Service. I'm tired of all these people ruining our country, and their utter corruption is just up to here with the rest of us. And they don't follow the Constitution. They don't follow the rule of law. Not one single FBI agent ever respected the law, the constitutional requirement of extradition when they went around the country arresting all the J6 protesters. They don't follow the law, and yet it's okay for them to arrest people who they say broke the law. Don't try to wipe our noses if your own nose needs the wiping. And so I just had it up to here, and absolutely we need the sheriffs to intervene to protect the people from these rogue, unconstitutional agencies who are nothing but a bunch of bullies and ruthless criminals. And people, somebody asked me just this morning, what's the worst thing going on in our country? It's the utter corruption of Washington, D.C. And they, the federal government, is the greatest threat to our American Republic today.
Absolutely. And you couldn't have said it. You couldn't have said it better than you did. I think about that story of Rosa Parks and how you have your twist and the beauty of what it should have been. And it should be a video, by the way. But also, you know, that is the beginning of, I think, the first piece of history I was reading where I just realized right then and there, you know, we're not all created equal. What are you talking about? What do you, you know, why aren't we equal? Like, what is going on here? You know, the Constitution leads us to believe we're created equal. So they were in violation so many years ago already. And then hence our indoctrination, right?
Well, yeah, but look at what the Supreme Court did. The Supreme Court ruled in Plessy versus Ferguson. They came up with this creative stupidity known as the separate but equal doctrine. And they said, as long as you have equal stuff, you can remain segregated. And so they said, well, the school's the same for the blacks as it is for the whites. You get the same kind of pencils, you get the same kind of desks, but yeah, segregation's okay, and it's just going to keep everybody safer. The states and the country went along with that for 55 years because we thought the Supreme Court knew what they were doing. Every sheriff in this country should have violated that ruling. Every state should have violated that ruling. We should have showed the federal government and the country, and indeed the U.S. Supreme Court, what we do with stupid decisions like that. Yeah. We ignore them and we go on with American liberty, the federal government and the Supreme Court notwithstanding. We will stand for liberty. Liberty comes first, not the oligarchy known as the Supreme Court. We stand for liberty and we stand for each other, period.
You know, we need like 5,000 more Sheriff Max. We really do. So I'm hoping.
Well, there's only 3,086 in the whole country.
Okay. Well, we might need to increase that.
I'll take 1,000. I'll take 1,000 that really dedicate themselves to their oath of office and to the country.
Yeah. That would be amazing. It would be so amazing. And as I, you know, it's been a slow adventure into the world of, I'll say, political law enforcement. And regarding many departments, the indoctrination is so thick. The city's, you know, got a lot of indoctrination. I can say currently, like, I'll speak of my son for a moment, who isn't in that situation. They seem to be a very law-abiding, constitutional department. And we're blessed because that wasn't the case when he was in Detroit or, you know, whatnot. And when he worked for Jackson, Michigan, and Sheriff years back, he seemed to really be on the same page with him and knowing that it was more about the people. Right. And so we're seeing these things slowly but surely, and you're a huge part of that. But I have to ask you, if we have this massive outbreak of chaos, okay, because we know this is coming to America. A lot of us are living it, but we know it's potentially could get worse. Mm-hmm. And Americans have to get ready in a fighting sense against these communists, right? That are instigating just all kinds of civil unrest everywhere. And if this occurs and they end up on our streets or our houses, our doorsteps, any of this, do you have any advice that would help guide the citizens or our viewers today that this video is going to make its rounds for quite some time? So upcoming over the next few months during this election process is, I guess, what I'm really getting at. Do you have any advice for them to help guide them through this?
Yeah, I would advise that you start working with your sheriff right away.
Okay.
And that you become part of his posse and that you rely on his leadership to work on peaceful means to restore liberty. And folks, there still are peaceful means. And as bad as it looks like it's going to be, imagine that you're committing civil disobedience, okay? Yeah. Just like Martin Luther King preached. Let's remember this historically. Martin Luther King was arrested over 30 times. 30 times. His battle was with government, okay? And there were some sheriffs that were actually the ones arresting him. And he battled with President Johnson to try to get equal rights for Black Americans. And that's what we're going to be trying to do now. Whether we're fighting Kamala Harris or whoever in Washington, D.C. that we're fighting. And I mean philosophically, and I hope and pray that we keep it that way. But if you have erected the defenses and barriers in your county and your sheriff is prepared with you by his side, I believe that we can keep this peaceful. But if you're not involved and if the sheriff isn't involved, there's no way this remains peaceful.
Right.
No way. And that's why we are pushing it this year. This year, we are going to decide, my dear friends, if we're going to accept the Communist Manifesto for America or that we're going to hang on to our Bill of Rights and make the Bill of Rights the supreme law of every county in this country. And we don't even need to do all of them. But as I said earlier, 1,000 would be essential to creating this movement to restore America and its constitutional foundation. And 1/3 would be 1,000.
Right.
And I believe we could do it with 1/3, and then more will join in after that. But folks, the violence in the big cities is going to happen no matter what. But we can erect these barriers outside those cities and in the smaller counties across America, and we can have pockets of peace, safety, and liberty all across America.
Right. So if, you know, I never would have thought I'd be asking this 4 years ago, like, what's our best line of defense against a tyrannical situation of our government? Or, you know, if you have a corrupt sheriff, that was unheard of. We never thought of these things, you know, what to do next. So I really thoroughly think a lot of people, and I'm not saying this because you're here, I'm going to continue to say this, need the book that you wrote called Know Your Rights. That is substantial to me over on your website. I was looking through this and I'm like, we need to get this book, Heidi. And you really can learn your rights directly from this piece of material that Sheriff Mackus wrote. So I wanted to go over to your website about that. And also there was something else. Oh, I have a short clip about something that you actually host with your posse. So let me just pull that up here.
Okay.
I think it's certification course. This one, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. So check this out, y'all. I was pretty excited to see this. It's a 1 minute, 3 seconds.
Hi again, Sheriff Mac here. Would you like to create a liberty movement in your own county? I decided to create an online class teaching you exactly how to do that. I'm hosting a 6-week online class to help you create a liberty movement in your local area. You'll learn about the Constitution, how to create a constitutional county,
how to protect your Second Amendment rights and how to get your sheriff on board with all of this. How do we stop the tyranny going on in America today? If you'd like to join the class, it's only $295. We do have limited space. So if this sounds like a good idea to you, let's get going and do it together. If you'd like to be a part of this class, then you can click the button on this page and we'll add it to your order automatically. And we'll send you an email with the details before each class. Thanks much. This is an amazing training opportunity.
That's awesome.
Wait, how much did I say it was?
$295.
No, I think it's down to $199 now. So,
oh, yay.
It's cheaper. Yeah.
It's cheaper. And here's the thing about this. It's so significant. We all want to know what to do. We all want to know how to do it. And these are the things that can do it. And that is nothing to pay for a world of learning, not just your rights and your defense against a tyrannical situation.
And then another thing, every one of you, just like Jody, you were saying a minute ago, every one of you can join our posse. That's the CSPOA posse at CSPOA.org. And there is a little bit, a monthly due, like $11 a month or $99 a year, whichever you prefer. It's cheaper to go $99. But this is how we bless each other, because you become part of our posse. We do a 1 hour, maybe hour and 10 minutes, a webinar, a posse webinar every Wednesday. And we train you how to work with your sheriff and how to get a posse going in your own area. So we bless each other. You help us stay funded, and we help you work with your sheriff to create freedom. And we take back America. How? County by county and state by state. We cannot do that without you. Mm-hmm. You're the most important part of our government, and we cannot do it without your sheriff, the ultimate protector, the people's protector, the conservative of the peace for every county in this country.
And I think it's really, really significant timing right now for people to join the posse, get involved, and learn how to do this. That's why I am doing it, because one, you want to meet your local sheriffs. And what if your sheriff isn't a sheriff, Mac? What if your sheriff isn't a constitutional sheriff, right? What if you have one of those? So you still need, a gain of function for this. You need to be able to, process the information and how to build your posse, right? Yeah. Around your sheriff and get him to.
And your sheriff might already have one started. So now you can go join it and volunteer to help in any way. And it's up to the sheriff how trained you are and how he utilizes you and the rest of the posse. But they're absolutely vital to maintain the peace and to help the sheriff keep the peace in your county.
Absolutely. Well, I was just super excited that you carved the time out for us tonight and the audience. I'm going to keep you on your schedule. You've had a long day, many podcasts, and I promised to do that. So we're going to stick with it. But I just want to say, really, we do appreciate you taking the time for us today. And if there's anything in the future we can do to assist, please reach out. We will be here and doing everything we do here, Patriots Helping Patriots. Yeah. So absolutely. And I do have to play one sponsorship video before you go. So I'm just going to do that really quick to keep us rolling and get the bells paid. All right. This is Cornerstone Metals. You guys, there is 60 seconds up and coming. Here you go.
Is in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right. Thank you for letting me play that and get that in there. So really quick, do you have any books available on your site?
Oh, yeah. The best ones are this one first, okay? And this costs like $2 or $3. You can get like four or five for $10. You should get bunches. Make sure that you have a lot of these on hand so that you can hand them to your sheriff, other local officials, so you can prove to them what we won when we won this lawsuit, what right. this did for America, what it did for Americans, mm-hmm. and what it did for the cause of liberty. This is absolutely the most miraculous decision I've ever seen, written by Justice Scalia. So folks, pass these around, read it, read it, read it, and then hand it to other people. This is a tremendous tool for liberty. And then my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and then The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. And that one's really powerful.
That one I would really like to read.
Yeah, yeah. That talks about my conversion to the Constitution as a rookie cop. Mm. And it also does the Rosa Parks story.
Oh.
And the Proper Role of Law Enforcement. Then my first book was From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns. And that was a brainchild of my lawsuit. And then Are You a David? And that's to women and men alike. Are you a David? Are you willing to answer the call as David did in the Old Testament? One other. Oh, The Magic of Gun Control. And that's a real fun book. And it's a satire title, obviously, because if gun control ever did any good, it would have to be magic.
It's not going to be very good.
That's one issue that the sheriffs of this country are very united on. And sheriffs have stopped gun control three or four times in the last 20 years. They stopped it from the federal government. And so it shows the power of the sheriff and that they don't want to fight with sheriffs. And then one other book, maybe. No, I guess that's it. I have two books that are out of print. I might get them back later on, but oh, I have a novel that's called The Naked Spy.
Oh, yeah. This is right. I heard of this.
The spy thriller.
Yes. So
it has some freedom aspects to it here and there. And some of the things that actually happen in the book, it's a fiction book, but there's some nonfiction things in there about what happened to me in my 20 years of law enforcement. And it's pretty powerful. Really, really powerful.
I'm definitely going to be over there and encourage everyone else to go over to CSPOA.org and take a look around, become a posse member, and maybe purchase a few books. And reason being is I know how we are. So, you know, we have our little phones and we're reading. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I want a book that says this, you know, so I can reference it over and over and really take it in and make it part of my own knowledge to pass along to others. And sure. I think the books are really important. Yeah.
And these are wonderful tools for liberty, folks. And if you do that, you'll have a master degree education, a master level degree education. These books are extremely powerful and you'll love all of them. But the main three I would get, this one, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, and The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. If you want to get the others, please do. Get them all. What an amazing education you'll have.
Yes, absolutely. I was looking around. It looks like all of the audience that is live tonight are very happy to have you here. And they are saying all kinds of nice things, as well as God bless you for all you've done. And we truly do feel that way here. I mean, it takes a leader right now in this world, in every direction, and we cannot be led wrong or astray any longer. And the indoctrination was so thick, and I feel like people have stepped out of this indoctrination. They're ready to learn. They're ready to be knowledge. They're ready for the truth, and they're not going to accept anything less than that anymore. So it's people like you that have really been able to shine light in those areas for us, and doing that through law enforcement, I just have to say, we admire you and thank you so much again for carving your time out tonight.
That's okay, Jody. I'll do it. Do it anytime where I can make it happen. And thanks for having me. I never take for granted that there's actually webinars and podcasts and shows out there that want to hear what I have to say. And I never take that for granted. It's very humbling. And my kids can hardly believe it. You mean Dork Dad has people all across the country that want to hear from him? And the miracle of my Supreme Court case is the reason that has happened. Mm-hmm. And folks, let us work together to save America, because it's going to be this year that we will make that decision. 2024 will be the year we make that decision.
Well, the courage you have shown us on stepping forward with that case was huge. That's brave. And all I can say at the end of the day is God placed you at the right place at the right time, because you are a phenomenal leader. So I look forward to hopefully running into you sometime at one of your events. If not, I will be in touch. Please, anytime you have anything you want to unroll, just reach out. We will move the schedule for you, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And to all of you, I'll close my remarks with the last line of the Declaration of Independence. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We must do likewise.
I just have to say amen to that. Yeah. Amen. Well, God bless you, sir. God bless POTUS 45. God bless America. We are patriots helping patriots, and we are going to see you all soon. Good night, everyone.